Her grandkids could play ball in the street now. Sometimes the young men played with them, and if one of the kids were talking back, someone would say, "Don't you talk like that, that's your grandma." Armstead kept fussing, warning of the dangers of fast money. "You're going to get yourselves killed," she told them. "Do something positive." People told her she was crazy to talk to those thugs that way, especially after another mum who had taken a stand was killed just 5 blocks away. Angela Dawson had waged her own battle against a different set of drug pushers and lost. In a tragedy that made the national news, the Dawson house was set on fire and Angela, her husband Carnell, and 5 of their children died. A neighborhood man was charged. Armstead didn't know Angela Dawson, but she knew her children. After the deadly fire, she was more cautious, but she didn't stop. And she didn't just talk. She has been a driving force in the community organization Build, Baltimore United in Leadership Development. Together, they drove drug dealers off a vacant lot and built a playground. They established an extended day program at school to keep kids off the streets. They prompted the city and local churches to step up efforts to redevelop abandoned houses. Not long ago, Armstead ran into one of the men who used to hang out on her steps. "Hey, Mum," he exploded, giving her a hug. He got a job. He told her, adding, "I want to thank you for all your fussin'." Armstead is modest about the impact she's had. She says simply, "It makes me feel good to know my message got through to at least one young man."